down for the Bills at the 14. Fred Jackson, fresh legs, gets the carry, churning those legs, breaks a tackle at the 15, heads to the end zone, touchdown! Fred Jackson, touchdown Buffalo! A 14-yard run, he would not be denied!
That's what he does. That's what Fred Jackson does for the Buffalo Bills, breaking tackles, and we'll see if that's going to change at all with the new rule. Passed today by the National Football League owners meeting out in Arizona. Rule proposal number 6, initiating contact with the crown of the helmet. It is now a foul if a runner or a tackler initiates forcible contact by delivering the blow with the top or crown of his helmet against an opponent when both players are clearly outside the tackle box. Incidental contact shall not be a foul. Fred Jackson joins us live on the line right now to talk about that. Fred, thanks for coming on the show with us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, not a problem. Thanks for having me.
Hey, I don't know if you just heard, before we get to the crown of the helmet thing, did you hear the soundbite we had with Tashard Choice a minute ago, and he scored the touchdown against the Jets? Do you remember that?
Yeah, I did. I heard.
Did you remember when he described? Do we have that, Ruskin?
I was sneaking in the door. Just sneaking in, had to part the door open, crawl underneath the crawl space.
That was. Yeah. I still crack up when I. That was him describing his touchdown dance and when he scored that touchdown. That guy's nuts. He's nuts, isn't he, Tashard?
He is. He's a joy to be around. He's always got something to keep you on your toes like that. So, you know, he's always doing that. And he kept our running back alive, I can tell you that.
I bet he did. All right, Fred, this is why we got you on the show, to talk about the rule that was approved today. I saw your tweet today a little bit earlier when you said, "I'm not sliding." Is that the way you're approaching this? You're not going to slide, huh?
Without a doubt. You know, it's. I mean, you've got to respect what they're doing. They're trying to make our game safe. But at the same time, you know, you feel like you're limited in some of the things you can do as a runner. But, I mean, I guess you just have to evolve. But at the same time, you can't change how you're playing. And, you know, I'm a guy that likes to be physical in the running game. And, you know, we'll see what goes on throughout the year. You know, my thing is I like to break tackles, and to create some contact is going to be part of, you know, breaking tackles. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see what goes on.
Do you find, Fred, that you lower your head to break tackles? I mean, do you lead with the crown of your helmet when you're running the ball?
I don't think that I lead with the crown of my helmet. But, you know, at the same time, when you go to break a tackle and a DB is coming at you, the first thing you do is lower your shoulder. And by lowering your shoulder, you're lowering your head. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how they call it. So, you know, that's one of the things I like to do is use my shoulder to break a lot of tackles. And you got to remember, those safeties are coming downhill pretty fast. And, you know, the thing they try to do is get their shoulders low too. So I think there will be some contact, you know, with the helmet. So, like I said, it'll be interesting to see how it's called. And, you know, they'll explain it further to us once we get into camp and things like that.
Yeah, I know. And so much of what you do, especially at the running back spot, is instinctive, I know. You know, you're operating on instincts. But do you think it'd be possible to get low, to lower your shoulder pad level and not, you know, dip your head so that the crown goes first? I mean, is it possible to lower the shoulder pads and not, you know, put the crown of your helmet, you know, as the leading element there?
You know, it's going to be hard to do. You know, I think, you know, as an instinct, the first thing you do is ball up. You know, when you ball up and you're going into contact, you know, the thing that's exposed the most is your helmet. So, you know, it's going to be tough. You know, I think it's going to put a lot of the decisions have to be made on the field with the referee. So, you know, I think that put them in a tough situation as well as us. You know, how do we protect ourselves without, you know, getting low? You want us to run straight up and down, and that's the only way we can tell that we're not hitting with the crown of our helmet. So, you know, I'm not a fan of it. You know, we'll have to abide by the rules just because it is a rule. But, you know, I think it's going to create more problems than it does than solving them, I guess.
Tell me about this too, Fred. So much of your running is, you know, contact running and yards after contact. A lot of that comes between the tackles. Does it matter to you that this rule particularly says that it is, you know, outside the tackle box? It's pretty clearly described and defined exactly where they can call this. Does that matter much, do you think?
I don't think so, because you got guys, you know, that are running, you know, as fast as everybody is in the NFL. You know, the last thing you're thinking about is where you are on the field. You know, if you're in the tackle box or outside of it, you're just trying to make a play. And you got safeties that feel so fast. They come downhill so fast. You got corners that shoot in and try and go for your legs. And the thing you're trying to do is protect yourself by, you know, getting your shoulder down. So you know, where they're saying it is and all that, I think is not what's going to be important to guys. It's just going to be about trying to, you know, not to get that penalty when you have the opportunity to try and get down and protect yourself, or if you're going to create, you know, that flag by hitting them with the crown of your helmet.
I read where you said that you're going to set aside some money. You expected you'd be fined because of the way you play, Fred?
You know, it's always a possibility. So you always want to have that, you know, that money set aside just in case it's a possibility. You know, but I do consider myself, you know, a physical running back, and one of the things I like to do is break tackles. So that's one of the things you have to do is get low and, you know, create impact instead of taking it. So it's always a possibility.
We're talking with Fred Jackson, Bills running back, about the new rule put in place today by the NFL as far as helmet contact initiated by running backs. Fred, let me play a sound by Jeff Fisher, Rams coach, part of the competition committee, talked about the feedback they've already received from players like yourself, and here's what he had to say about
it. Over the last day or so, we've had we've received a lot of opinions from former running backs, some in favor of this and some opposed to this. And with respect for all of them, you know, prior to coming in here, I got a phone call from Eddie George. And Eddie George said, "What's going on?" And he took the position that this is going to be a difficult thing to enforce and a difficult way to play this game. And after a 15-minute conversation, he changed his mind. He said, "That makes sense. I would be in favor of that." So basically what our job, our task ahead now is to inform our players, is to inform the officials and communicate why and the reasons behind this change.
What do you think of that, Fred? I mean, do you think the more you know about this, the better it might seem to you when you get the rule explained to you and actually shown to you on video what it's going to look like?
Well, I think that's always something that they're going to have to explain it to guys and, you know, make them understand where they're coming from. You know, and that's, again, once we get in the camp, the thing they do is go over with us the new rule changes and what they're expecting. So, you know, I still think it's going to be a difficult task ahead to see how it's enforced and what they're looking for, but they have a plan for it, I guess. So we'll see what they say.
How much of this, Fred, do you approach it like this is the deal we make? We expose ourselves to violent hits, including potentially hits to the head when we play this game. I mean, do you accept those risks?
Without a doubt. You know, we can't play this game if we don't. You know, when we ink our name on that contract, we know what we're signing up for. So, you know, it's a physical game. And what I said this earlier, you know, we that's what drew us to this game instead of, you know, basketball or baseball is how physical we are. We get to go out and be physical and, you know, beat the crap out of each other for 3 hours and, you know, see who comes out on top. So, you know, we know that we put ourselves in harm. We put our bodies in harm whenever we step on that field. And, you know, for those who play this game, you have to have a love for that, or, you know, you wouldn't be able to do it. And I think I could speak for everybody in the NFL when I say, you know, there's a part of this brutality of this sport that, you know, draws us to it. That's why we want to play it.
Yeah. And, you know, the league's position is they're interested in player safety. And I don't necessarily disagree with that, but I bet the league is also interested in, you know, legal liability, right? I mean, there are numerous lawsuits filed against the NFL for concussions and concussion-related symptoms, and that's got to be on the minds of the NFL when they institute a change like this.
No question. You know, anytime you're under scrutiny like they have been about, you know, from former and past players, they're going to try and protect themselves any way that they can, and this is one of those ways. So, you can't, you know, knock them for that, but, you know, at the same time, you know, you got to let us go out there and play.
Yeah. Well, Fred, before we let you go, give us an update on your physical status. Obviously, the season cut short last year. How's your rehab going? And what, you're going to be in here in a week or two, I would think, for the start of the OTA.
Everything's good. Yep, everything's good. Been working out. Been up at the facility working out with Coach Ciano and some of the other guys, you know, Brad Smith, Mike Clausen, all those guys in there. So, you know, it's good to be up there doing that. I'm on track, ready to go, you know. Getting antsy, looking forward to getting back into it.
Will you be able to do anything in the OTAs, or are you going to kind of take it slow initially?
I'm doing it all. You know, I'm trying to hit the ground running and getting back into it as soon as I can. You know, been cleared by all doctors to do everything. So, you know, I'm ready to get back into it and, you know, get that opportunity to go out there and prove that, you know, I need to be on the field for these coaches.
That's great. Fred, thanks very much for coming out to talk with us. This rule really does impact you, doesn't it? I mean, when you think about this rule, you're the guy that comes to mind for me because you do have so much contact. You thrive on yards after contact, right?
That's just it. You know, I think this rule, you know, as anybody on this team, I think it applies to me the most. So, yeah, I mean, it's one of those things that I thrive on is being able to, you know, break tackles and make yards after contact. So we'll see what happens. You know, I'm looking forward to getting back out there on the field and see what happens and how this rule affects me.
We're looking forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks, Fred. Thanks very much for doing this tonight for us.
Yep, not a problem. Thanks for having me.